Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We wanted to actually get an understanding of what Hatsola, the Hatsola South Africa, has dealt with, has faced in the last year or so, what the type of trends are. So joining us is Lance Abramson. He's the chairperson of Hatsola South Africa, which is the volunteer medical response organization. They are often first on scene when seconds matter. We wanted to look back at the past year, what Hatsola handled, what's changed, and the innovations they are rolling out, plus a look ahead at priorities for the new year. Lance Abramson, thank you for joining us. Hoping you're well. Can you give us a snapshot of, I don't know, call volumes, top incidents, response times? What stands out if you look back the year? Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you. So it has been a busy year at Hatsola. It always is a busy year. We, always, in addition to the EMS service, which stands at the heart of Hatsola, we are always looking for other ways to serve the community and other projects and innovations that we can bring. And we can talk a bit more about those. You wanted to know about the EMS and the emergency services.
Yeah, so let's start with there, and then we can broaden. Yeah.
Great, good place to start. So we dealt with in the past year 2,336 emergencies. Those are, emergencies that come in and medical emergencies that the ambulances and the advanced life support cars are dispatched to. Those can range from anywhere from motor vehicle accidents. I'm just looking what we've already dealt with this morning: respiratory distress, motor vehicle accident, a collapse, someone fainting. So it could be anything like that. It could be something. It could be shootings, unfortunately, suicides, unfortunately. It really is a broad range of calls that our team go to.
And over 2,000 in the year. I mean, that's an incredibly high number.
It's very busy. It's always very busy. It averages about 6 or 7 calls a day. But it ebbs and flows. So it can be, no calls for a while, and then we can be handling 4 or 5 emergencies at the same time. We have really world-class ambulances, world-class crews. We strive to, our motto is to strive for excellence, strive for short response times. We carry equipment that is not carried by any other ambulance service on this continent. The training that our guys receive is also above and beyond anything that other
phenomenal
ambulance services would receive. And, things that, I mean, got goals that kind of global averages that other, ambulance services might strive for are just not something that's, we hold ourselves accountable to a much higher standard than that.
Is there obviously it depends on where an event is taking place or where the incident has taken place, but is there a call response time that you work towards?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously, as you say, it depends where the call is.
Sure.
One of the big secrets of Hatsola globally is that it's not just about the ambulance and where the ambulance is parked at that moment, but we have 60 volunteer responders that are, live and work in the community. So if a call comes out,
they can get there quickly.
They can get there very quickly. So we often have response times that are very short, like a minute,
That's
or less
amazing.
Than a minute.
Yes, yes.
Sometimes before the call's even gone out, there's the first responders on scene. And if you want to talk about innovation, just one of the things one of our dispatchers came up with many years ago was, obviously it takes a minute or two for the dispatcher to take down name, address, what's the nature of the emergency, nearest crossroad, etc. It's very important they ask those questions so that we can get the ambulance to the right scene as quickly as possible with the right people and equipment on board. But even while they're doing that, if you listen carefully in the background, you'll hear the dispatcher say, call coming out, Glen Hazel. And what that does is gets the team in the ambulance and the ambulance rolling before the dispatchers even put the call out.
Incredible.
So it actually reminds me,
and it's something I was going to ask you, is one of the things that has stuck with me for whatever reason, it just made a huge impression on me, was during COVID, your COVID team, and because of your algorithms and because of the systems you used, you would often know if a patient was going to be in trouble before the patient knew they were in trouble. In other words, just by understanding the information, you could predict that this person was going to need a little bit of extra assistance or needed to go to hospital or whatever that would be. Do you use that to almost understand and predict around time of year, a Jewish festival or whatever it would be, to predict what is going to be happening almost before people know that that will be happening?
Yeah, so we do. I mean, we have 20 years of stats, and you know, we do look at trends and call volumes and that kind of thing. You know, it's obviously, I mean, anything can happen at any time. that's the motto of our game. You know, in COVID, we realized very early on that we would be completely overrun if we didn't change our model and work smarter. And that working smarter led to that monitoring program where we had volunteers calling the patients every day and getting their vitals, and that's how we could see if they were going to deteriorate, because we'd watch the vitals deteriorate, and so we knew before they did that we needed to transport them to hospital. And that just allowed us to transport them in a non-emergency way, so rather than wait for them to have difficulty breathing or whatever, we were able to move them more calmly, safer for them, safer for our teams, and allowed us to manage resources in a much better fashion. So that was a great innovation. Maybe something else which is interesting, which we do now, is you know, we looked at our stats and we realized that many of our calls in the middle of the night are elderly people falling. They get up and go to the bathroom and then they fall. And what we implemented was our fall prevention program. So it's a free program that's offered out to anybody in the community, any older person. And what we do is we send a physiotherapist to the house and they will assess the setup in their home, identify any fall risks, show them how they can make things a little bit safer, like putting, let's say, a handlebar in a particular place, or moving this carpet out the way, or that kind of thing. Assess them physically to see what their kind of fall risk is like. And in that way, just try and prevent those falls, which we see we're going to all the time. That's another example of things that we're looking at the stats and trying to, you know, help people fall.
You also started the, and I'm not really sure what you even call it, but I know somebody that benefited greatly from the program, which is a program for women who have just given birth, in terms of monitoring for mental health.
Yeah, so that's our young moms program, and really what that is to detect early and provide support for postnatal depression. And there's two things. I mean, it's any mom expecting, if they sign up for the program, we deliver a pack to them, and the pack has some nice goodies in it that have been donated, but also some important information about postnatal depression. And we've delivered 156 of those packs this year so far.
Incredible.
And then if any mom is feeling unsure or, you know, needs a bit of support, so we put them onto the program. We've had 50 moms on the program this year. And then what we do is we'll have a caller calling the new mom daily or twice daily, checking in with them, seeing how they're doing, watching them, monitoring them, and, you know, if needed, refer them on for, you know, further counseling or whatever. And that's just to pick up that postnatal depression and make sure that it's treated early.
Are you seeing that the mental health aspect or concerns are increasing, staying the same?
Yeah.
What's your observation on that?
No, so it's very much, you know, I think it's globally post-COVID, mental wellness has come to the fore as a big topic. You know, we think it's as important as physical wellness. And a lot of the projects that we've launched in the last few years have been around mental wellness. So we have our Team Connect line, Hatsola Connect, and that line is for, not only teenagers use it, but even older people. But it was mainly aimed at teenagers who don't really feel comfortable phoning into a helpline. They're much more comfortable on a chat. And so what they can do is, it's completely anonymous. We can't see who's messaging us because it's done through a website, but they chat with one of our counselors, text chat. And, you know, we can have chats ranging from teenagers who are having family difficulties at school, to much more serious issues, suicidal ideation and those kind of issues. And that line's had 811 chats with teenagers this year. So, I mean, you can see the need there. It's just, you know, it's just absolutely very high, surprisingly high.
Yeah. We are out of time, but I just want to ask you this, is what is your message to the community? If you can get one message across that you would love people to hear from a Hatsola perspective, what would that be?
So I would, you know, when you listen to the news and you see what's going on in the world, it can be very disheartening, and it's been tough for the Jewish people the past couple of years. But I think if you look around at what's going on in Johannesburg, we have an amazing community. We have amazing organizations. We can't do what we do without the support of the Johannesburg Jewish community. And it really just is to look around at that brightness, you know, amongst everything bad that's going on, and take heart that there is a lot of good that's happening in the world.
Absolutely. And Hatsola is part of that good that is happening in the world. So well done to you. Thank you for everything that you, your volunteers, your responders, everybody, your dispatchers, the commitment from the team is absolutely incredible and greatly appreciated. Shana Tova to you all.